Hello. Today the church celebrates the memorial of St. Francis Xavier Cabrini, and our gospel passage comes to us from Luke chapter 17, verses 1 to 6. Jesus said to his disciples, "Things that cause sin will inevitably occur, but woe to the one for whom they occur. It would be better for him if a millstone were put around his neck and he be thrown into the sea than for him to cause one of these little ones to sin. Be on your guard. If your brother sins, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him. And if he wrongs you 7 times in one day and returns to you 7 times saying, 'I am sorry,' you should forgive him." And the apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. It's not uncommon for people with overly high ideals to be intolerant, scandalized, or easily offended. While some may suggest that they need to be more streetwise, Jesus teaches us not to give them a reason to be scandalized, no matter how hardened they are to life's challenges. Admittedly, it's not easy for an overly idealistic person to forgive the weaknesses and flaws of others. Although they may possess great virtues, they may struggle to understand the power of temptation and may overlook the goodness in others. This lack of forgiveness can be a stumbling block for unbelievers, driving them away from the church. However, Jesus reminds us that sin and failure are inevitable. He doesn't tell us to condemn those who sin, but rather to balance our quest for holiness with faith in God's work in the lives of others, even those who fall short, which includes all of us. So let us strive to be more forgiving, more understanding, and more merciful as we journey towards our shared goal of spiritual perfection.